How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Wally Butterworth, narrating another program of the Defensive Legion and the Christian Voters and Buyers League. We are an ever-expanding band of patriots who have sworn to force this government of our beloved country back into the path of our Constitution and halt those vile traitors who have steered it into the path of one world, one race, one government, and no God socialism. We are winning this fight. The white Christian will die to preserve it. The white Christian will kill to restore it. Our membership in the Christian Voters and Buyers League is only $5 per family per year. More important is that you play our recordings for everybody you know, for we speak documented truth. We speak a language that Americans can no longer read in a traitor anti-Christian press. Or see and hear on a synagogue Jew television and radio. The subject of this broadcast, the American Legion of California brands the banker front outfit, the Council on Foreign Relations, a subversive organization. What a blessing to get help from such loyal, powerful sources. Yes, the most powerful blow that has been struck in the cause of liberty to release the American people from slavery under our tyrannical federal government has been delivered by the American Legion of California. This Council on Foreign Relations is a band of 2,000 conspirators who are responsible for every left-wing, one world, one government move that has been carried out since the beginning of the communist-controlled United Nations in 1945. The members of this treasonous Council on Foreign Relations, commonly called the CFR, actually wrote the charter of the vile United Nations led by the convicted perjurer and Russian agent Alger Hiss, along with such vermin as Owen Lattimore, Leo Pavlovsky, and Loughran Curry, the Russian agents of our State Department who gave away our atomic secrets to Russia. And in cahoots with them all, opposite them at the table, to draft this UN charter were the Russian Molotov, Nelson Rockefeller, John Foster Dulles married to a Rockefeller, banker John J. McCloy, Adlai Stevenson, banker Philip Jessup, and Ralph Bunche, mongrelized Negro from the United Nations. The American Legion of California, 365,000 strong, has hurled this defiance in the teeth of these traitors, calling them a grave and immediate danger to the continued existence of the United States. It accuses them of being the arch planners who are totally disarming the United States under the false name of one worldism and United Nationism to make enemy conquest easier. The Legion issues a call to arms to every loyal American to make himself aware of the actions of these traitors in CFR and to save the nation from destruction at their hands. This includes the 32 committees these scoundrels have set up in 32 cities across the country. My friends, is that plain English? Does anybody have trouble understanding the words of the American Legion? This Council on Foreign Relations, a private gang of big business vultures who would control world trade and world tariffs to get their slave labor goods into this fabulous American market duty-free, is headed by the Wall Street swindlers. The five Rockefeller brothers are the big front, which includes all the Jewish bankers, such as Kuhn, Loeb & Company, Warburg & Company, Lehman Brothers, and Goldman Sachs. Headed by such creatures as Herbert Lehman, James Warburg, Barney Baruch, and his successor, Sidney Weinberg. In addition to these international pawnbrokers, these CFR dens and cells contain the shooters and the faders in the daily crap game of the New York Stock Exchange, the Federal Reserve Bank usurers, and the heads of no less than 500 American big business corporations. These stooges are crackpot professors, downright communists, newspapers and magazine monopoly publishers, synagogue radio TV network owners, labor goons who've stolen control of the honest working man's union, traitor members of Congress and the Supreme Court, and believe it or not, the last two presidents of the United States. all our member agents in the cells of these American Legion-branded traitors. John Kennedy and Dwight Eisenhower are both member agents in the cells of these subversives. So are the two men they licked in the honest or stolen elections, Richard Nixon and Adlai Stevenson. And 9 members of the Eisenhower-Kennedy cabinets are also subversive members. Now, this is the biggest news in the last 50 years. Think of it. 2 presidents of the United States, members of an outfit that is destroying and giving away our country to communist traitors. Why didn't you read about this American Legion resolution in the newspapers? Why weren't all TV programs canceled to blare forth this news to the world for days and for weeks? We'll tell you why. Because every one of those newspapers and magazines and every one of the TV networks are member agent traitors who are in on the plot. Because those bankers own those papers and networks. 365,000 legionnaires and their ladies' auxiliaries branded these banker traitors last July the 1st. And every word of it has been strangled from the American people with the exception of pamphlets released by Patriot news sheets. Behold, freedom of the press. Long live our synagogue, Izvestia. These Jewish traitors are buying up every newspaper and TV station in the country to complete the death grip on all news. White man, if you don't get off your fat fanny and kill these vermin, they'll kill you and enslave your children. This situation is the most frightening and blood-curdling crisis the United States has ever faced. This traitor council on foreign relations has gained a life or death struggle control of this republic, and its plans are now thoroughly discovered and mean death for America, not continued life. The call to arms to save this nation was never so desperate as that of the American Legion of California. Organize, white man. Boycott, white man. Starve every company out of existence that has a single member in this banker-owned CFR. Avoid, like the plague, any product manufactured by any company that has a tax-exempt, tax-dodging foundation to pour out millions into our educational system and destroy America. Do not buy the best Ford Motor Company-owned product for a $10 bill. Don't buy a teaspoonful of Rockefeller's treasonous low-test Esso or Standard Oil gasoline, even at 1 cent per gallon. Drink sewer water before buying a bottle of Coca-Cola, which has 5 members in this nest of CFR vipers. Take every dime of your money out of any bank that has a single member in this vile CFR group. Hound and picket every member out of town or out of his company. The American Legion is not fooling. It has found out the truth, as have many other alert Americans. These bankers have robbed America to bankruptcy. The committees of Congress under Wright Patman of Texas, head of the Banking and Currency Committee, declared that these CFR bankers have looted over $200 billion out of the U.S. Treasury through the Federal Reserve System, which they own. The American people are now paying these swindlers $11 billion a year interest on the national debt of $500 billion. Uncle Sam paying this usury to use his own money. And now, after robbing the American taxpayer blind for 20 years under the phony Khrushchev communist threat which they created for that purpose, this CFR is totally and completely responsible for drafting Public Law 7277 to totally disarm the United States and give it all away to the communist bohunks in the United Nations, with us as slave members. Not only our nuclear power of this great war machine that we built, but the personnel, our sons and daughters in the U.S. Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marine Corps, are right now being turned over to white-livered Jew communists in the United Nations. The President of the United States is Commander-in-Chief of our military forces. Isn't this Kennedy one hell of a commanding general? A fool who would surrender without a fight the greatest war machine in the history of the world to a gang of butchers who have murdered 100 million Christians and enslaved 2 billion people throughout the world. You think this UN plan isn't working? Well, how much do you people need to fall on you before you realize your country is being given away by traitors? Wasn't that foul Harry Truman's United Nations police action in Korea enough to convince you that the United Nations controls this country? 50,000 American boys rotting in their graves in Korea. In troops commanded not by Douglas MacArthur, the greatest general of our age, but by a dirty Russian communist in the United Nations. And another 50,000 fine Americans frozen to lose arms and legs and push wheelchairs through life by another swine Jew, Lyman Lemnitzer, who admitted before a committee of Congress that he sent $200 worth of barbed wire and deliberately held up $10 million of supplies. His CFR treason was rewarded by this Kennedy, who named him Chief of Staff of the United States Army. He should be hanged right now. The reason the McCarran committees of Congress proved that the arch-conspirator of CFR who betrayed Korea to communism was that same character CFR agent Dean Rusk, who also was the man assigned to get MacArthur. He got him. His reward by CFR agent John Kennedy is the post of Secretary of State. Now do you see why Khrushchev dare not be stopped in Cuba along with this lice-infected Castro? Russia's Mr. K and America's Mr. K both work for the same World Banker outfit. When America allowed the private banker crooks to print our money under the Federal Reserve System, which they own, we signed our death warrant. Our gold is gone, and now they are working on the silver. Open up your wallet and look at a $1 bill. It's the only lawful paper money we have, a silver certificate backed by the U.S. Treasury. And when you finish, look at your fives, tens, and twenties. Read on the left. This note is redeemable in lawful money at the U.S. Treasury or any Federal Reserve Bank. What lawful money? Therefore, these notes are not lawful money. They are slick banker IOUs that Uncle Sam has signed. Non-interest bearing, if you please. And yet, for every one of them that's printed, the Federal Reserve gets U.S. government bonds that bear 4 to 4.5% interest. Isn't that a beautiful racket? The more billions Uncle Sam can be made to spend, the more interest these Shylocks will collect. And we threw King George I out of this country on a one-way ticket when he tried to put a stamp tax on tea or on cotton. Ye gods, how low America has fallen. Is it any wonder that swine Sheeny Disraeli said, when he gained control of the Bank of England, quote, "Give me control of a nation's money, and I care not who makes the laws," unquote. That kike was right. The proof is that every member of our traitor Congress has been bought and is paid off every hour he allows it to continue. Operating the printing presses, is it any wonder that these traitor bankers own every medium of communication in this former land of freedom? The press associations, every major newspaper and magazine, every motion picture company, every TV network. Our press and TV is more strangulated than those of Russia and Israel combined. It is lower in character and honor and loyalty than both of them. At the moment of this very recording, the two world government Jew networks of CBS and NBC have their two top kikes, Polinsky and Sarnoff, testifying that the broadcasting law of equal time for all political candidates is unfair to them, makes them lose millions, and should not apply to president and vice president because a third-party man can't win it anyhow. These CFR traitors don't want any loyal American to blab off his mouth and reveal that such riffraff as Rockefeller, Kuhn, Loeb, Goldman Sachs, and Lehman Brothers own completely the Republican traitor and Democratic traitor political parties. These CFR banker crooks wrote both party platforms in 1960, and they chose both candidates right out of their member cells. In 1960, arch-traitor agent Dwight Eisenhower signed into law a 77-day suspension of the freedom of speech just for the duration of CFR Agent Kennedy's and CFR Agent Nixon's political campaign. And the very minute the polls closed in California on election night, the old law of equal time for all candidates was restored, assuring Jewish fair play and tolerance, so that every candidate's voice could be heard after the elections were over. With about 25 members of the Senate present, most of them drunk, no doubt, this law of the land of freedom of speech was for 77 days suspended. Now these same Jews are back in Washington to make it a permanent law. What does a kike care about our Constitution? Our own Jew-controlled courts are in on the steal. If these three CFR Jew networks pull it again, go after them, Americans. A bucket of nice warm tar and some kosher chicken feathers will be very, very effective for Sarnoff, Polinsky, and Goldenson of NBC, CBS, and ABC as they are ridden out of town on a fence rail. These banker-owned TV networks are the Jews' most powerful weapon. They must be taken away at any cost. Take them away from him or take him away from them. America must take back its communications media at all cost. If Christian firms, and there's plenty of them, don't dig for their last dollar to do this, they won't have a dollar to dig for. Grab that congressman of yours by the scruff of the neck and tell him the honeymoon swindle is over. Tell him not to come back from Washington until he has taken back the people's money and the people's radio and TV frequencies, gifts of God like the sunshine. Tell that bird if he does come back before he does so, things for him will be very uncomfortable. America wants no more phony TV debates. Do you remember the discussion on those two islands of Matsu and Kamoi, little temples off the coast of China? We haven't heard, seen, or read a word about them since 1960. And when those skunks killed the equal time law of broadcasting, they had already made their choice. It was CFR Agent Kennedy who would obey the law and letter of the bankers better than CFR Agent Nixon. So they proceeded to fix up Tricky Dicky with a false makeup and a false lighting to look like walking death. And Kennedy was lighted up and rouged up to look like the greatest Hollywood lover in history. Even banker crooks will turn on their own and put the finger on you when it's necessary. They're already grooming Rocky and Barry Morris Goldwater as the Republicans, but the Rockefeller Foundation can't make it. And too many people know already that the half-Jew Barry Goldwasser is not a very thick Episcopalian, that he's a member of the NAACP who gave them $400, that he integrated the Arizona National Guard, that he shoved through the Alaska Mental Health Bill, thereby stealing 1 million acres of oil lands for Rockefeller and his boys, to care for what was publicly announced as the 200 mental health patients in Alaska. Now that is exactly 5,000 acres per nut. If this Goldwater, whose daughter's about ready to go into a kibbutz or a communal farm in Israel, is an Episcopalian, I am a scimitar swinging Arab. And if this Goldwater is a conservative, I am a Zulu with a ring in my nose. Now go after these American Legion declared traitors, Americans. The chips are down and the stake in the game is America. The local committees in the 32 cities of this Council on Foreign Relations must be exposed and hounded out of town. They've broken every law of the land. To betray us, why should we be particular? You must get the testimony of the Reese Committee, the McCarran Committee, and the Patman Committees of Congress and read it, sworn testimony. Get it sent by your senator or congressman. But above all, buy these books. For $1, get The Secret Government by Mary Davison, 710 Summit Boulevard in West Palm Beach, Florida. For $2, write The U.S. Flag Committee at Box 269 in Jackson Heights, New York, and get the works in all the sheets grouped for you according to profession. For $3, write Dan Smoot, S-M-O-O-T, Box 9538 in Dallas 14, Texas. And for $2, write to Wycliffe Venard, V-E-N-N-A-R-D, for his book, The Federal Reserve Hoax. His address is 3263 Huntington Place, Houston, 19, Texas. And if you can use it, by all means, get our Christian Voters and Buyers League full two-hour tape on the CFR, narrated by James R. Venable, our president. Every one of these books is a must. They tell you the truth. You'll learn what the traitor Jew press should have told you years ago. Join our defensive legion. We must band together by the millions, or we're going to hang by the thousands. Forgive me for saying this, ladies and gentlemen. I would rather trigger that hang rope than stretch it, and so would your children. This is Wally Butterworth. Goodbye, all.